Well, good evening, everyone. It's great to see so many people here this evening, and it's great to see the Kings Park Choir here. I have to say, and I think I speak for everyone, to say that you've been really amazing, and we've really enjoyed your singing. You've been really, really good. Okay, I wonder, what are the first words that pop into your minds when you think about Christmas? What are the first words that come into your head, come into your mind when you think about Christmas? Okay, go for it. Jesus, great answer, maybe the right answer. But any other words? There can be multiple words. Yeah? Christmas tree? Presents, okay, really good answers. Maybe you are thinking Santa, you're thinking holidays, food, decorations, lights. I wonder what are the first words that some of the parents and the family members and your friends would think when they first think about Christmas. Maybe more serious answers would be family, memories, joy. But I wonder if you would ever think of the word peace. Would you ever think of the word peace? Maybe in the busyness of the season, especially for parents, peace is the very last thing that you would associate with Christmas. But in a sense, that's what the first Christmas is all about. Peace. Let me put it this way. Jesus was born to bring you peace. Jesus was born to bring you peace. Our last Bible reading was of the very famous, very memorable scene of the angels coming to the shepherds in their fields. And while shepherds were out looking after their sheep one night, suddenly a blazing light filled the sky as angels appeared above them. And this is what the angel said. I'm going to read what the angel said. This is what they said. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased, with whom he is pleased. In other words, the angels are saying, the birth of this baby Jesus has brought rejoicing and praise in heaven, and it will bring peace on earth, peace even to you boys and girls, and to you, parents, friends, family members. Jesus was born to bring you peace if you would but accept him. And you can think of peace in different ways, can't you? Maybe you think that peace is sort of like an atmosphere. You imagine maybe a quiet nativity scene where baby Jesus is soundlessly sleeping under a silent night where all is calm and all is bright. Or maybe you think of peace less like an atmosphere and more like a feeling. Maybe at Christmas time you feel peaceful. Maybe you think that being a Christian or just following a religion in general is a great way that someone can find inner peace. But actually, neither of these things are primarily the sort of peace that Jesus was born to bring you. On Christmas Day in 1914, during World War I, German and British soldiers famously decided to stop fighting and play a game of football together. And in a sense, informally, two sides that were at war with each other almost had a ceasefire for a day. They sort of forgave for a day. Two sides at war with each other were at peace. And in a similar way, it's a similar way to this, that Jesus was born to bring you peace. He was born not just to bring you a feeling of being peaceful, but to bring real peace, a sort of permanent ceasefire, permanent forgiveness, permanent friendship between humanity and God. I don't know about you, but that makes me see humanity in a very different light. It makes me see myself in a very different light, and hopefully it makes you see yourself in a different light as well. Because what the angels are really saying to the shepherds, and what the angels are really saying to you, is this. You have been at war with God, but Jesus is born to bring peace. According to the Bible, you are not just a random product of the universe. You're not just here by accident or by mistake or by chance. Instead, God has created you, and he loves you, and he wants you to live in a way in which you love him back and you love the people around you. And yet, like a sickness, the human condition that each one of us has is to say no to God and yes to our own whims and desires. The somewhat uncomfortable truth is that in our heart of hearts, we have been warring against God. And very different to human battlefields, you know, we owe our obedience to a perfect creator, and instead we fight against him. Instead of loving God, how often do we just forget about him, forget that he even exists? Instead of encouraging and building up one another, how often do we use our words to tear down and hurt one another? How often do our actions reveal that really we're looking out for ourselves and no one else really? How often do we catch ourselves knowing what the right thing to do is and yet not doing it? In the deep, dark night of our hearts, we have been fighting against God. We've been at war with God. And yet, instead of giving us justice, God offers us peace. Jesus was born to bridge the gap. He was born so that you could be friends with God again, forgiven by him, brought into real relationship with him, where you can know him and love him and speak with him and one day see him face to face. Jesus has come and Jesus was born to bring you this peace. We'd imagine a doctor going to a poor area, a poor slum, riddled with disease. But out of love for the people, the doctor walks in among them, ready to treat them. He's so determined to help these people that he risks himself getting the disease in order to cure them. He risks himself getting the disease in order to cure them. Well, it's not a perfect picture, but amazingly, Jesus, the Son of God, who is truly God himself, God becomes man, and out of love for you, he freely takes upon himself suffering and distress and humiliation in order to bring you this peace. Now, it's somewhat different to the doctor because in this case, this was the only way. Like a swap, Jesus puts himself in a place of non-peace and puts you in a place of peace. If you really think about it, Jesus was living this very unpeaceful life, this somewhat chaotic life, even from his birth. We might think of the Nativity as something calm and tranquil, but what was actually happening? God in human flesh was born of a virgin, and he was lying as a baby in a manger, in a dirty trough where animals ate their food. Just like the shepherds, really. God was lying in the dirt in the stable. Isn't that amazing? And as this baby, as Jesus, this God-man, grows up, he suffers and he hurts more and more. In fact, the Bible calls him a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And when he's a man, in a sense, he comes to the climax of this grief. He's betrayed by a friend. He's falsely condemned. And this time, when he's older, It's not wise men or shepherds kneeling before him in worship. Instead, it's Roman soldiers kneeling before him in mockery. This time, his mother doesn't hold him or kiss his head, but his enemies beat him and spit at him. This time, he isn't wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger, but he's whipped and nailed to a cross to die. None of this is unplanned. None of this is outside of Jesus's His plan. Instead, he freely gives up his life. He freely dies. And as he does, as he hangs on that cross, the justice, the judgment, the punishment that should have fallen on a world at war with God falls on him. My and your penalty is paid by him. He does it all so that you could have peace with God, so that you could know God's forgiveness, so that you could be a friend with God, a child of God forever, so that you could one day rise from the dead just like him, just like Jesus, and be with God forever, where he will lavish on you all the riches and the joys of heaven. Jesus was born, and Jesus died and rose again to bring you this peace. I wonder, as we close, do you believe this? We don't really have time to talk about the shepherds, but isn't it really interesting that the shepherds don't really do anything to earn or qualify for this announcement that the angels gave them? The shepherds weren't that important people. Sometimes they were morally dubious people. They didn't do anything to deserve this announcement from the angels. All they do is listen to the message and believe it. And after that, they come and worship Christ and they tell others about him. But all they do at first is hear the message and believe it. Well, how can you tonight know for sure that you have peace with God? Not actually by doing anything, apart from simply hearing, receiving, believing the message of the angels. They say to you tonight, fear not. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you, for you, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Jesus was born for you. No matter what you've done, no matter what life you've lived, he was born for you if you would but believe and come to him. So please don't ignore him tonight. Please don't reject him. Instead, this Christmas, please come to God and say, I really do believe in your Son, the Lord Jesus. I really do believe in what he has done for me. I really want to be at peace with you, to know you, and to be with you forever.